Tampa is always aspiring to be an urban center these days, it seems, but some say trees still play a valuable role for the city. Sure, they provide shade and air to breathe, but Director of Parks and Recreation Karen Pallas said they can also help the economy.
Trees can be stimulus to economic development, attracting new business and tourism. Commercial retail areas are more attractive to shoppers. Apartments rent more quickly, tenants stay longer, and space in a wooded setting is more valuable to sell or rent. What we're here to do today is kind of talk to you about our urban forest management plan, where we've been, where we're going, and how we get there.
Supervisor of Natural Resources for the Parks Department, Kathy Beck, said that the city is now reviewing its arboreal assets.
Tampa City Council directed the Parks Department to conduct a comprehensive tree canopy analysis. They also amended Chapter 13, which is a tree protection ordinance, to require this analysis be done every 5 years.
A multidisciplinary steering committee has been formed to find ways to utilize satellite images and random ground samples for use in data analysis. University of Florida assistant professor and steering committee member Michael Andro said that people's pocketbooks may be thicker as a result in the long term.
They're removing air pollutants from the air, and we can estimate and calculate what sort of tonnage of air pollutants are removed, and also equate that to dollars. And that's something that's really important for people to have an understanding of. It's not only, I'm just telling them that there's 1,300 tons per year being removed by the trees. That may not mean so much, but when you tell them there's $6.3 million a year of pollutants being removed, wow, now you begin to understand the value that these trees have. That there's a lot of carbon storage, and you can, again, estimate how much is totally stored within the trees in the city of Tampa and also the annual amount that's being removed by these trees.
He said that once that data is analyzed, public health implications related to carbon sequestration could emerge from specific studies. And Andrew said that trees are even valuable just for existing.
We can begin to put a compensatory value on that. That's sort of the replacement value of what those trees would cost if we were to go out and they were wiped out and we had to put them back on the ground today. So again, the value of the forest within the city of Tampa is $1.4 billion. That's a tremendous value. And if you think about it, that's just the replacement value. If I think about the trees that I have in my yard, the live oaks and whatnot, they're worth a lot more, not just the replacement value, but a tremendous amount more to the aesthetic value as well as the property value. And so this does not take into account all the additional values that these trees bring in.
And Andrew said that one reason people should care about the health of the ecosystem is because it is a part of them.
Again, the idea was to understand and communicate the needs to maintain and protect the complexity of natural systems. Why do we care about it, basically? Why does this matter? Well, it matters, again, because what happens in the environment and habitat affects us. It is, in essence, the canary in the coal mine. So we need to care and maintain the health of the ecosystem because we are part of this ecosystem. And so it's not just about some broad abstract idea. It's very real and has very, very real impacts. Second goal, education and research issues.
Sean Landry is the program director for the Florida Center for Community Design and Research at the University of South Florida. He said that many communities don't like trees because of the risk of debris in the event of a hurricane or even just because of allergens. But he said that neighborhood associations see the benefit of trees too.
Over 75% of neighborhood association leaders said that their association was actively engaging the city government on issues related to trees in their neighborhood. So a lot of people concerned about issues related to trees and getting involved.
Extension forester Rob Northrup addressed several concerns of the audience, including invasive Brazilian pepper plants and also the high cost of tree removal. But he was particularly focused on the damage trees can do to the city infrastructure.
The city of Tampa, in conjunction with University of Florida and my partners at the University of South Florida and Hillsborough County's Department of Public Works, has conducted a workshop focused on reducing tree root damage to sidewalks.
He said the city of Tampa can spend $1.1 million in just fixing sidewalks that are damaged by roots. Michael Andrew said he looks forward to some of the cost-benefit analyses of specific vegetation in Tampa.
We've also been funded by the US EPA to look at vegetation along highway corridors and to look at how those remove pollutants from the air and by different species, by different densities, and make those kinds of cost-benefit analysis. So that's exactly the type of questions that we're beginning to ask and hopefully we'll soon answer.
To comment on the Urban Forest Comprehensive Plan or to find out more about upcoming events, go to tampabayforest.org. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.